We certainly can't have a 9 to 10 o'clock hour without talking about recovery and the various parts of recovery in Sonoma County. One of them is the Rebuild Green Expo, and a lot of people making plans or at the beginning stages of making plans to rebuild here in Sonoma County. In the studio with us is Oren Hull. He is intrinsically involved in the expo. Hi, Oren.
I'm glad to be here on the radio.
Yeah, glad to have you here, too. This is coming straight up. I mean, it's tomorrow at the Santa Rosa of Vets building from 10 to 7. And obviously, there couldn't be a better piece of timing for this expo when so many of us are taking the steps necessary to rebuild.
Well, and I think the tragic fires of last fall have made all of the community look at our housing stock in general. And so while this event was inspired by the green building community wanting to do their part to help people recover as wholly as possible, we'd like to remind ourselves that the things we're talking about at Rebuild Green Expo are for all homeowners.
Yeah.
If you're interested in energy efficiency or making a comfortable home that costs less to operate, if you're interested in solar, induction cooking, going all electric, we'll be talking about all that. There'll be hundreds of green building professionals there.
Okay, so describe what the expo looks like inside of the Vets building.
So inside the Vets building, we've got the main auditorium. There'll be about 70 vendors. There'll be architects, builders, like I said, HVAC, and then around in the other rooms around the Veterans Hall, there'll be educational sessions starting at 10 a.m. and going until 6 p.m.
Okay.
Those are all free for community members to just come in and hear what's happening. We're also doing a hackathon where people that have their plans.
A hackathon? That doesn't sound good, Oren.
You're going to bring your plans in if you're already designing something.
Yes.
And we're going to have professionals in the room that can help review your plans and give
some
advice.
That sounds a lot better. Sounds a lot better. Okay. And, you know, obviously, as we know, the people who are rebuilding are in various stages of that effort. And right now, a lot of people are in the permitting process, trying to get permits to rebuild. A lot of folks doing redesign of their homes now that they have, you know, this sort of crazy opportunity to do that, to be able to be more green and be more efficient in terms of housing. And so, like I say, this is a really good piece of timing. And for the rest of us, who have been, you know, thinking about solar. In fact, somebody asked me the question the other day. I didn't know how to answer it. And for all the power outage that we had during the course of the fires, 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever, somebody asked me, well, if you had solar power, you know, on your home, would you have been able to have power during the fires? I said I didn't think so, but you tell me.
It really depends on what kind of system you have. You know, what's coming now for people that want to maintain their own home resilience is what you might call that, is batteries. We'll have a battery provider there to answer those kinds of questions. I'm not a solar and battery guy.
Yeah, me neither.
So I'm not going to dive too deep into that.
Okay, something to ask, though, tomorrow at the expo
for people
interested in that.
Lots of people there to answer questions like that. I'll also mention that from 11 to 2 tomorrow, we're going to have some food trucks out front. So if you're just going to dip in, you could stop by and grab a little bite to eat and walk the expo floor and
see what's
happening.
Yeah, this is all free. Right?
It doesn't cost
you anything to get into the expo.
We can be thankful to PG&E and Sonoma Clean Power, some of our other green companies that provided the funding to make this happen. But yeah, for community members, it's all free.
All right, very good. And it is the most timely of things. You know, we did a rebuilding seminar with the Carey Brothers not long ago, and experts in rebuilding and remodeling and things like that. And one of the things, and I don't know if this is true in green materials, but someone advised me, you know, if your home was unaffected by the fires and you are already planning to do some sort of revision, remodel, upgrade, whatever, to your home, you best go out and get the materials now, because materials, you know, are going to be at a premium when the rebuilding process here starts in earnest. I wonder if that's true for green materials too.
You know, again, I'm not
Depends on how many people go into, go back into to their own kind of housing with green in mind, I guess.
I'm not a builder, so it would be irresponsible for me to try to answer that question. Fortunately, tomorrow at the Santa Rosa Veterans Hall, there'll be hundreds of people there that work every day in the field that can answer those kind of questions. What we do know about green building is the costs have been going down.
Really?
Yes.
Seems strange.
Well, I mean, the relative costs. The premium you pay to do a green build has been shrinking. And so it used to be to do these sorts of things, it was significantly more expensive than other choices.
Right.
If you look at solar, solar's gotten, it's less of a premium now to put solar on your house. And that's the same thing. As more people adopt these principles, as more builders and designers incorporate them into building, the premium to build a home that has a higher value, and that's what we're talking about
here.
Yeah,
it does. Yep.
You know, in just a few years, California is going to require residences to be net zero energy. And so that means that you're going to have to build an efficient home, and it's going to be powered in such a way that isn't a drain on the energy system. And so now is the time to be looking at those things mm-hmm. before it's absolutely required. And when we get there, those materials will be comparable to other solutions.
And I would think that I'll bet it's probably a part of the expo somewhere in there. You can find somebody who's an expert in, the give backs, so to speak. A lot of times when you are employing, the latest in technology in terms of green building, then the government or the state government, I don't know about the federal government anymore, but at least the state government comes back and says, okay, if you're going to invest in that way, here's how we're going to make it easier for you to do it.
I know Sonoma Clean Power and Pacific yeah. Gas and Electric are there ready to talk about incentives. And definitely all the designers and builders that work in this every day are well versed in how these things can be paid for.
Yeah. Well, very good. It sounds like quite the plethora of vendors there available tomorrow. Again, it is from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Santa Rosa Vets Building, completely free. If you would like to find out about Rebuild Green, this is the place to go. Couldn't be a better piece of timing, Oren.
We're very fortunate. Community support has been amazing. I've done a lot of events around sustainability in the Bay Area, and I have never felt so much outpouring of support. I know that for those people that were deeply affected, the community really is making an effort to come forward the best we can.
Absolutely. And hopefully making it easier and finding out more information. That is always a weapon that you want to have at the ready when you do a huge exercise like rebuilding a home after the fires.
For a lot of people building, like this is going to be their biggest investment.
Yeah.
And it's going to be their most complex project. And so that was really, when we talked about doing this, it was about how do we get all of our green building right. friends together to answer questions in one place.
And here's the answer to that. Rebuild Green Expo tomorrow at the Santa Rosa Vets Building, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Oren, thanks for being here today.
It's great to be here.
Appreciate that. That is Oren Hull. He is with Rebuild Green and the Expo.